listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
On a day in which we've got the NBA announcing its schedule coming up in about an hour from now, you've got more drama with the New York Jets in the AFC East. What is the Vegas lead here on this Friday?
Well, here's the prediction of the year, that the eight games the East teams play are irrelevant. There's a prediction, no matter who they play there. But the Las Vegas lead today is Commissioner Goodell's comments and what they tell us about the prospects for the NFL season.
Yeah, Roger Goodell, after announcing that the NFL was canceling its Hall of Fame game set for August 6th, did announce that training camps are planned to start on time and that they are planning on having fans in attendance this upcoming season.
So, Jonas, clarify this for me. My understanding is that, you know, yesterday we had talked about there was a lot of good news in spite of the Hall of Fame game, but there were some additional details released today, correct, regarding the specificity of, you know, things starting when they're supposed to?
I just had seen yesterday that they announced training camp on time and that what the NFL was planning on having fans in attendance and then also advertising on some of the seats around the stadium to keep social distancing from fans away.
Cool. So I think they're, and if so, I'll have it in front of me here in a minute and what the clarifications might have been. But the story is, Full steam ahead. And if you were just watching from a distance and you said, I wonder how that football league's doing. And then you hear, the first game's canceled. Hall of Fame. That sounds good. That sounds important. You might have cause for pessimism. And quite frankly, about half, a little less, I think, of the media voices were very pessimistic. Oh, woe is me. Here comes the spike. And what did we say yesterday? We said, we know the numbers, Corona, COVID-19-wise, are not great. They're not like exceeding expectation, which would be low numbers, right? But we just weren't sure how bad they were given the givens. What were the givens? How many people were being tested? Also, the increased exposure that just comes from opening up the country. Now, the fact that the Hall of Fame game was canceled, that was indicative of, I know, a general disinterest in preseason this year. Whatever the economics of preseason NFL football are, as in they get for the season ticket holders, they get to charge them for four more games and all that, the TV stuff. This year, it's an indulgence. It's extra money, but it's an indulgence. And the reason being that every game you play is a chance of having an outbreak. Of all the things that make people think maybe a season isn't a good idea, and thus, why play the games that have only a tiny impact, Hall of Fame game, preseason games, relative to the regular season? If you got to, it's almost like the house is on fire, you can carry out four boxes. Well, the preseason is not in those boxes. Probably a good way to say it. But yesterday, it was, full steam ahead otherwise. Goodell with the media today, and I'm looking at this as a quote, considering jettisoning some of the preseason games. And Mackenzie, maybe you could throw up there the distinction between yesterday and today. We can clarify that. But regardless, or some would say irregardless, regardless for me. Some say sling blade, others call it a Kaiser blade. But regardless, I think that Goodell's statement about fan participation, and this is what I found particularly interesting. When asked about fans, what he said was, we plan on engaging our fans in the stadium, on site, and with our media partners, and made no distinction about, oh, you know, this year is going to be tough with the fans at the stadium. This year is going to be, and I think especially would have made sense, the idea of saying early in the year, early in the season, it's going to be tougher, but we think the trend line is going to be good. Fez, what do you think about the general, because you've been very pessimistic on the fans. Very pessimistic.
I have been.
So what has changed in your mind? Are you more optimistic now about fans, let's say week one, week eight, week 16, throughout the season?
I am not optimistic about week one. I'm pessimistic, RJ. And frankly, it all stems from a lot of the states, the recent numbers that we've been seeing. And what's just happened is that Texas and Florida reopened, and now they've closed down some of the bars. They've changed the rules.
I'm sorry, closed down some of the what?
The bars in Texas now. So there's been the restrictions, the social restrictions are that
opened up. Hold on a second. This is only common sense.
It is.
So, I mean, what I'm saying is, let's think about something. I think one of the problems with the government, when it reaches the size it has in this country, and it's just, this is a very rich country. So just by definition, you take X percentage of the revenue and you're going to have a lot of money and a lot of people working for you. And what would you do in your house, in your home? And I'll give you an example. What happens if you spend more than you make? Well, you get a credit card bill, right? Now, anyone that's had a credit card bill, and that's most of us, I'm thinking Jonas had a few times where he had a lot of bills. He was spending weekends trying to figure out how to consolidate, I'm guessing.
I still
years
remember
ago now.
The first place I ever spent my credit card at was at Margaritaville on the Strip. Still remember that.
But that's a good way to do it, baby.
I know. It was a bad idea to start with that, though.
No, you got a story. You have a smile on your face like it was a good idea.
Yeah, it ended up being a good idea.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The amount of people willing to have a credit card balance, there's a lot of them. But the ones that don't stop, don't change the way they spend, once they start seeing that 18% interest, those are the ones that have that first bankruptcy at like 33, right?
Yes.
And what has this government done? Republican, Democrat, anyone in office since Clinton, this century, Bush spent out the wazoo, Obama spent out the wazoo, and Trump has spent out the wazoo. And the debt keeps going up, up, and up. Okay, so there's an example of not thinking like a household. Well, what would you do in a household, let's say, if you had, let's say your kids had, you had multiple kids, and they were getting stomach flus or something. Well, you'd keep them inside for a while. Then you'd say, you know something, maybe you can venture out a little bit. Now, what happens if the kid comes back with a little touch of the flu? You say, oh, stay in for a little while. So this idea of finding the lever point that's good at each given time, it makes sense. Open up taxes. Then, oh, look, these numbers are a little higher than we think. What are the riskiest engagements? Bars, let's say. Okay, let's lower the engagement at the bars. When numbers get better, we'll release those. You know, to me, I don't think, if we look at each move like, oh my God, it's a catastrophe, or boy, things must be over because they, no, it's a process of finding that natural equilibrium point until we have a vaccine. Until we have a vaccine, that's all you can do. Doesn't that make sense to you?
It does make sense, but I see opening up a stadium to a significant number of fans as being, you know, that's a super spreader type of event that would be one of the last things I'd open up to as a state.
Holy cow. I don't think they're going to put that on the poster, Jonas. Come to Texas Stadium. It's a super spreader kind of night. I mean, no. That's Steve Fezzik. Now, here's what Goodell said. And this makes sense, Jonas. It was a conference call after our show yesterday. So, it's kind of, or at least he clarified some of this stuff. July 28th, as you said, training camp start. jettison some of the preseason games. So it's being said even by the commissioner now, plans to have fans. And I looked at the quote, and there was no distinction between the beginning, week one or two, or week, 15, 16. Steve, I'm going to offer you a bet. I'm not sure if you're going to take it or not. Here's the bet. All the fans in the stadiums added up. You take the attendance in week one. You can have that. I'll take week 14. Or 13 or 15. I'll let you choose. I think I'm going to have more in week 13 or 14 or 15. What do you want?
No, I want no part of week one.
Jonas, what do you want?
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
All right. So I mean, I think anyone sees the trend line's going to be whatever the chance in week one, it gets better and better. There could be a second way, all kind of possibilities. But net, I'd rather have a later week if you want fans. But Goodell didn't make any distinction. He set himself up by saying, we're going to engage with the fans in the stadium. We're going to engage with the fans with our partner. That if week one, they don't have hardly any fans, let's say, which I would expect right now. What's your over-under for fans in week one, Steve? Let's say per stadium.
1,000.
1,000.
Yes.
All right. So if there's 1,000, most people's going to say, come on, Goodell, you said we were going to be able to go. Why not say it's going to progress throughout the year? One of two things. An oversight where it just didn't think of it, but they spend a lot of time on these statements, these answers. Or two, the NFL has even more optimism, and they somehow think there's going to be a lot of fans in week one. I don't think that's the case, but correct me if I'm wrong. Why would you say it unless you meant it? So they either overlook. I get if you could say one of two things. You could say, we're optimistic about fans or pessimistic. They'd rather say optimistic. But you weren't forced to answer that way. It was a clear, what's the fan situation? They could have made a distinction about early versus late.
Yes.
They didn't.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
So, RJ, Steve Fezzik has found someone in the media he would like to attack here on a Friday, and that somebody is Chris Sims, who covers the NFL, former quarterback for NBC Sports.
Yeah, and remember, Fezzik hates it when anyone else gets attention. And, I mean, it is... I think if you say, what's the three most important things to him? It's me, me, and me. So the fact that Sims is getting attention means Fez has to tear him down. So he's coming heavy, as Junior Soprano would say. Quarterback number one, you think Chris Sims doesn't know what he's talking about?
He doesn't. Aaron Rodgers. Chris Sims has Aaron Rodgers number three. I have Aaron Rodgers number 12, Chris Sims.
All right, so you have him 12.
Yeah.
That's not an answer. That's saying you disagree. Why?
Because Aaron Rodgers, by every statistical measure, has been an average quarterback the last couple of years. If I go to QBR, one of our favorite performance.
So when you say last couple, 2 years?
Last 2 years.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers has been 16th in QBR 2018. Last year, he fell to 20th. So statistically, he was a below-average quarterback last year.
Now, if a stat is hard to believe, like if you read a stat that said you're going to be dead by tomorrow, if you were healthy, you'd think, that doesn't seem likely.
Yeah.
Now, stats aren't like, this isn't like some prediction from a genie or something. So do you believe Aaron Rodgers is a below average quarterback?
I don't.
Okay. So if you're quoting a stat that you don't believe, I'm not sure the answer is, but it can't be that far off. But what's your answer?
Let me give you another stat.
But you believe this one.
I think that Aaron Rodgers does not turn the ball over, and I certainly give him credit for that. And I do feel that he performs very well on third downs, and I don't know.
I hope he hears that and he feels better about it.
So I don't know.
But I'm saying net, this is a statistical argument you're making, and I love statistical arguments, but you got to believe your stats. But you don't.
I think that the pure stats slightly make him look slightly worse than he is.
Why?
because I think that on third downs, when he has to move the chains, Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback.
Okay, so you think the people who developed QBR, and it was an advanced effort, couldn't figure that out. They were ignorant to third downs are more important.
I can't speak to why the number's so low at 20th.
See, that's the thing, Jonas, and this is a battle that we have in Vegas all the time. You either trust your algorithm or you don't. And if you do, you bet it. If you don't, it can't be the reason you bet. I agree with you. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is close to the third best quarterback. But we got to figure out why a guy like Chris Sims, who does watch film, he was in the NFL. The guy knows his stuff. He could be wrong about a certain quarterback. He knows his stuff. The idea that he thinks he's 3 and you think he's 17, something's wrong there. Quarterback number two.
Number two, Drew Brees. Sims has him number 16. I have him number 5.
Okay.
And Brees was the second best quarterback 2 years ago by QBR, third best quarterback last year. So very good stats.
So another statistical metric only, but you don't trust QBR.
Well, and Brees got better as the year progressed. In December, RJ, 15 touchdowns, no interceptions. Brees, he may have been 40, but he was playing at an elite level at the end of last year.
Now that's a point, because everyone believes Brees was good, you know, 3 years ago. There became the narrative, oh, he's breaking down as the season goes on, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not sure that that's valid. But remember, last year he missed some games, so it wasn't really week game 16 for him. Third one, you got about 40 seconds, and I'm going to let Jonas say which one he agrees with you the least on.
Cam Newton. Sims has him number 10. I have Cam Newton number 25, RJ. Statistically, Cam Newton has been a below-average quarterback for 4 years straight now.
All right, so his QBR, again, below number 16, 4 straight years. What was those numbers real
25,
quick?
25, 19, 19. Did not qualify last year. Thankfully, he was terrible in his 2 games he played.
Oh, so one of the 4 years was him not qualifying. That's not below. So you were below average as a quarterback last year?
Yes.
All right, so you mean, all right. Here's the thing that concerns me about that. Cam played really hurt the year before. So we throw last year out.
Yeah.
He played really hurt the year before. Before he got hurt, those first 8 games, he was on an MVP pace. So literally it was a similar stat. So just 2 years ago, like 24 months ago, when he was healthy, he was playing as well as he ever has. Now, has he dropped off in the last 2 years? I don't think he's old enough where that would be the cause. I think there's optimism because the last time he played healthy, he played pretty well.
Will he recover from his shoulder injury and his foot injury is the key.
Well, he's had like 18 months.